Welcome to the Moment in Ministry podcast. In a world that's filled with fear and anxiety, it is now, more than ever, imperative that those which are called by Christ's name turn and look upon Him.
Hello, this is Steve Dameron for a Moment in Ministry. Today I got missionary Eddie Ray. He's a missionary to Asia. I'm going to have him introduce himself and tell a little bit about his ministry.
Well, thank you, Pastor. As Pastor Dameron said, we've been in Asia in one of the 1040 window countries. It's a closed access country for almost 21 years. Had the privilege of teaching and preaching there. We've established several churches. We have a Christian school. We're training men for the ministry. And so, although it's a creative access country, I think is the new buzzword, it's a creative access country, and God's enabled us to stay there and have ministry there. And it's a joy to be able to be here and maybe answer some questions today.
Right. So you're a missionary to Asia, but all three of your boys are back over in the same area working. So one thing that I want to kind of address ministry-wise, you and I were talking about this just in my office, is that a lot of times second-generation full-time servants, they don't want anything to do with it. But your boys are... I spent a lot of time with Ben, okay, and I really love Ben, and some of it is because he's strong in God's Word, and I know that that makes you happy, but I'm sure that didn't happen by accident, and I'm sure that there was times that you're like, okay, whew, all right, wonder what's going on here, I don't think he's getting it. So maybe address a couple of things that in the ministry you look at and say, all right, these are some things that we were kind of proactive on. Hey, these are things that maybe you need to watch out for. So let's do the things you're proactive on. Maybe a couple of things there.
Well, I guess probably the biggest thing was to let the kids understand that they were part of the ministry. It wasn't just something that dad did or that dad and mom did together, but the whole family. And in a closed country, a creative access country like we're in, many people told me, oh, you know, Eddie, when you go there, you're going to have to do ministry by yourself. You're going to have to leave your wife and kids at home. And I said, if I do that, I'm going to come home, you know, because that's how you do ministry with your family. You first see your family as the ministry, and everything else comes from that and involve them. And so they were involved early on. My daughter started teaching Sunday school at 12 years old. Now, obviously, most of the time in America, you're not going to be able to do that, but there are opportunities there. All the boys taught. They led music. They prayed in church. So they were very involved in ministry. By being involved in ministry, they got to see the hand of God work. To go into a country where it's dark spiritually and to shine the floodlight of the gospel, and you see people get saved, you see the lights come on in their eyes and they come to know Christ, and you see their lives change, and the kids were there from the beginning and they saw all of that. It makes God very real to them, not just habits that we have. Okay, this is our schedule. We go to church on Sunday morning and Sunday night and midweek service and revivals, and we do it just because it's habit, but we're doing that and we're seeing God work. And that made a huge impact on their lives. A second area that we really, my wife and I both worked at, was trying to be very real in front of the kids. They saw me reading my Bible. They saw us praying together. They saw God answer prayers, not necessarily for ministry, but for our family. And it's hard to refute answered prayer. When kids see that and they know it happened, and the only way that it could happen was that God did that, that makes a deep impact on their lives. And then not only did we let them see that real in our lives, but we didn't cover for other people. And what I mean by that, in our movement in the past, as Independent Baptists, we have had the idea that if a man was a pastor, we had to acknowledge that everything he did was right, and that's not always true. We would,
except for me.
Exactly, and me.
All right. That's a qualified
statement.
Yes. No, but I understand what you're saying, because
I'm not talking.
And then they couch it and they say, well, but you got to honor.
Yeah.
And it's kind of hard to answer that.
Right.
Because you're like, well, you know, but we're not saying that there's not honor there.
Right. Right.
But they make a mistake.
Let me give you an example.
Okay.
We would go to, be back in the States on furlough or something. We'd go to a meeting, maybe a revival meeting, and a guy would get up and preach. And he didn't, you know, he had a verse to start with, but he never touched it again,
yes.
you know, for the rest of the
right.
message. And we get in the car, we're on the way home, and of course, Benjamin, he's the outspoken one. Oh, Dad, what was that message about? Well, a lot of guys would say, you know, touch not God's anointed. You know, that he's the man of God. I said, you know, son, I don't really know. I have no idea.
Right.
You know, there was a good verse there, and
right.
there was a lot we could have gotten for that verse, but you know, that wasn't his. Well, Dad, he said this. What do you think about that? And I said, well, that's something that an idiot would say. Really, Dad? Yeah. And Dad, I see this in the Bible and that in the Bible, and that contradicts it. I said, yeah, that's right. And so I didn't go around trying to tear men down. But when you saw things, and even in my own life,
yes.
when I made a mistake, I would go to my kids and I'd say, man, I blew it.
Which is taboo.
Yes, exactly.
You know, you cannot say
yeah.
sorry
yeah.
ever. You know, that's just, but I know that, you know, just with our kids, you know, there's times, like you were saying, being real,
mm-hmm.
that's one thing that, all right, they know. I
yeah.
mean, we joke about it. Sometimes Dad's having a bad day.
yeah.
And then
yeah.
after I'm like, oh, you know what? Dad had a bad day. But it's like, you know, they already know it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now all of a sudden we can't acknowledge this. And then also, like myself, I can't be so sensitive. Right. I can't just say, man, that was stupid of Dad.
Well, you know, many times we've had the idea that if you apologize or if you acknowledge that you blew it, you're somehow tearing things down, tearing down your authority. But it does just the opposite
it
of
does.
That. It builds it up because the kids say, you know, my dad's not fake. When he's right, he's right. When he's wrong, he says he's wrong. And he asks forgiveness, and we go on with life.
Well, it's very similar. It's always the biblical principle. The biblical principles normally are opposite of the world.
Yes.
And so even in this area, the world says, don't apologize. You never do it, you know. Mm-hmm. But actually what you... as I tell my people, now, if I apologize every hour, no, you should probably fire me. You know
exactly.
what I mean? Because
exactly.
something's off. Right? But there's sometimes you just, all right, the flesh is beating you down,
right.
or it's the devil, and, mm-hmm. and you know this. I mean, spiritual warfare is real,
oh, yeah.
and we're under attack, and you're down.
Mm-hmm.
And just some of the victory comes when you apologize.
It does.
So I like the things there that we kind of looked at is the being real, the being involved. Then also, I mean, some would call that you made him critical. Well, I know this from talking to Ben. All right, I haven't talked to Neil, I haven't talked to Zach, but I've talked to Ben for hours
yeah.
And enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Actually, you may not. All right, but enjoyed it. And part of it is, it's a right type. It's a Berean mind.
Right.
And a Berean mind is that you search the scriptures.
Right.
And searching the scriptures, and you approach it graciously.
Mm-hmm.
You approach and say, okay, you know what? I don't see it that way. I don't have to. I'm not gonna rip the guy to shreds. But that, I don't see that biblically. That doesn't seem biblically sound.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes us strong people.
It does. When my boys got in Bible college, they began to question things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a millennial thing.
Oh.
It's a generational thing.
Yeah.
And I'm not throwing down. It just is.
Yeah.
And a lot of our generation, the older generation, you know, bless God. The man of God says it. That's it. You don't question it. But I didn't take that approach with my boys. I said to them, look, anything that I believe, if you want to know why, you come see me. And I'll explain it to you. And if I'm right, you're going to accept it because it's truth, and truth doesn't change. If I'm wrong, you show me because I want to be right.
Yeah.
And they did. They questioned a lot of things, and I took time with them, and they've come around.
Yeah.
Whereas many of that generation, because they're not allowed to ask questions and because we don't have the patience and love
right.
to bring them along in the truth, they run away from
yes.
it.
Well, and that's what... I have a good pastor friend. We talk about this as we come to Scripture, even as we're studying for a message. I don't I don't just go to scripture because I have a thought. Mm-hmm. And then I really, this thought is unbelievable. It'll change the lives of everybody. But I really need a scripture to tie along with it. No, I go to scripture and actually sometimes it changes me. Mm-hmm. It changes my mindset. And that's the approach even with the kids, okay? Right. If the scriptures are true, then let's let them change you.
Exactly.
And the scriptures are powerful. Mm-hmm. And I know I've seen that happen. I've seen that with lives here in our church that... Man, there is no possible way that this person is going to change or whatever, and then the Word of God does it.
Yeah, it does.
So
it
does. I think that kind of summarizes a little bit of what we were trying to get across, and that is here are a couple of things then that as a parent, whether you're on your mission field or not, these are some helps, I think three huge helps.
Right.
That can help you with your boys especially.
Right. The only other thing I would add to that is teach them and help them to develop their personal walk with the Lord. Yep. We had family altar every night, but we also trained them to have their own time.
Yep.
And just over time, it is a habit that's developed, but it's one that they grow into and and have continued on.
Well, I appreciate your time. Again, this is Pastor Eddie Ray, missionary to Asia, and I'm glad that he could step in and spend some time with us.